This is Anna and Dusty, and you're listening to What the Hell Were We Thinking?
It's the Dusty and Anna Show. Ooh, what the hell were we thinking?
You didn't let me finish my song.
Sorry.
I don't think you really mean that.
I don't.
I think you just don't like my singing voice.
I love your singing voice.
He's a liar.
Beautiful singing voice.
He's a liar. Welcome to our podcast. This is What the Hell Were We Thinking? I am Anna.
And I'm Dusty.
And he is my husband. And we are married. Because he's my husband and I'm his wife. We have three kids. Dusty has two kids. From... I said three kids.
That's what I said, too.
We have a kid together. His name is Hayden Parker. He is the coolest little one-year-old that ever existed. I have two stepkids from Dusty's previous marriage, Hallie and David. And they're probably the sweetest babies in the world. Except David is probably more ornery than sweet.
Yeah.
But he's sweet to me. He's my favorite. But don't tell anybody that. Hell on wheels? Is that what you said?
All my boys are.
Yeah, pretty much.
All two of them. Plus Batman. Batman's...
Oh, yeah. We have a dog named Batman. And another dog named Sophie, who's a lazy butt, and she's too old, and she doesn't do anything.
So, without a doubt, you're eventually going to hear stories on all of them, because they all do some pretty funny shit most of the time.
What is this podcast going to be about? I think this is a pretty good podcast. It's our first one. It's our intro.
It's a pretty good one.
Welcome to Podcast World, Anna and Dusty.
Here we are. Yeah.
Here we are.
So, yeah, so you're going to find out about how I can't keep track of my things, and so Anna's not going to let me have any more beats.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a second. I'm not happy with him right now. Currently, we are arguing, if you couldn't tell, in my tone.
I don't know. I can't disambiguate between daycare, school, and a babysitter. So to me, it's all the same thing, and that's where Hayden goes every day. I know where the babysitter, daycare, preschool.
But our one-year-old supposedly goes to daycare, he goes to school, and he has a babysitter all at once, which is all just one person.
It's all the same thing to me.
But Dusty has no clue. He also feeds him candy for breakfast. That's a whole other story. That's okay. We'll talk about that some other time. Good podcast for you today. We hope that you enjoy it. It's our first try doing this, so be kind to us. And I think we're going to start off with our fight. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll probably start off with the fight. We're definitely going to tackle the dishwashing argument. Every woman thinks they know the right way to load a dishwasher.
We do.
And I think every guy understands that the ability to fit as many dishes into a dishwasher as possible.
It's not a challenge.
It is a challenge. And the more you can fit in there, the better you are.
We'll talk about this later.
So, yeah, we'll definitely get into that. But we definitely... I want some feedback on that because I'm getting tired of being told that I'm doing it wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm hitting the nail right on the head.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe and leave comments on our site because I want to hear from the girl power side and be like, Anna, you're absolutely correct. He's a man, and he's lazy, and he just wants to, as always, make things bigger than what they are.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't even make sense.
Can we talk about your beats for a second? Can we just start talking about that? Because that's my issue. My biggest issue right now is that I have bought you two beat headsets, and both of them you have lost. Okay. How do you lose something that expensive? Like, how do you not keep track of it?
Number one, I didn't lose either of those headsets. One of them got stolen out of my Jeep while it was sitting in the driveway, and the doors were locked, but they unzipped the panel, and they stole it like the day after Christmas. Who steals stuff day after Christmas?
Why would you leave them in your car, first of all? Second of all, why you have a Jeep, you can lock the compartment. Why didn't you lock it in there?
I don't know, because I have this total stupid trust and faith that
people
aren't trying to screw me. Actually, I take it back. I always assume that people are trying to screw me over. I just hope that they won't screw me over. So sometimes I set myself up for failure.
Those hopes are unrealistic. They're just unrealistic hopes.
Okay.
So the second one, you lose in the gym.
In the gym.
How's that? How did you leave it in the gym? I'm not buying you anymore headsets.
Because I put my stuff in my locker. I go do my workout.
Do you lock your locker?
No.
So it's your fault. Take it.
It's my fault.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Say that I was right.
No. You're right about what?
That you are undeserving of any more Beats headsets.
I just, you know what?
What?
I think Beats headsets and Jordan tennis shoes are just like, bound to get stolen from me. People just
What Jordan shoes were stolen from you?
I just assume. Every time I wear Jordans, someone's going to try to beat me up and
so
take my shoes.
So you think that while you're walking, somebody's going to beat you up on the side of the road? Give me your shoes, kid.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I know we don't live in a rough neighborhood, but
Oh my God, I know. The neighborhood we live in is so rough.
Yeah, I don't think any of the tweakers in the hills around us are going to try to steal our
So you don't wear shoes. Jordans? So what do you wear? Like, crappy shoes when you go out, just in case?
I wear Jordans when we go do some things. But
you're not afraid that people are going to attack you then?
Not when I'm with you, because I think you'll defend me. Because
I am gangster. But
I don't leave my Jordans in my car.
Well, that's a good idea. You don't leave your $100 Jordans in the car, but you leave your $300 Beats headphone sets in the car.
I don't know. So that particular business trip, I was surrounded by people who were supposed to have, like, the utmost integrity and not steal my stuff. And
again, you trusted people.
Again. So that's what I get. That's why I don't trust anyone.
So what did we learn from that? Excuse me, take that back.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay, I will never steal your Beats. Nor your Jordans, because they don't fit me.
Right? No, I always assume that, like, I have no room for error because everyone is trying to fuck me over in some way.
And most likely they are.
Exactly.
That's the sad truth. Most likely people are trying to screw you over because that's the kind of community we live in. You know that I found out that homeless people actually make more money than your minimum wage people?
That's probably
true. Speaking of people trying to screw you over.
That's probably true.
I went through the sentimental, just to kind of give a background, empathetic time during Christmas where I decided to, instead of buy people presents, I would make care packages for all these homeless people because San Diego seems to be filled with them. I went around and gave these people money, toothbrushes, underwear, clothes, sweats, I mean, everything possible. I even bought this lady dog food. And then I'm driving by to pass off one of my packages, and this guy's holding a sign saying, anything will help, God bless you, blah, blah, blah. And behind his sign, he is texting on an iPhone.
No, that's not what he was doing.
That's what he was, he had an iPhone.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that because I'm texting on an iPhone right now.
No, the homeless guy who was sitting there saying he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have money for food.
That might
have
been an Obama phone. So
an Obama phone? Who pays for the Obama phone?
The taxpayers.
So we pay for them to have cell phones and to stand in the streets? No, listen. The whole thing is that homeless people stand out there and make a crap ton of money. So I'm
sure
considering making that my second job.
Well, don't do that because... Again, people watch you. They're going to see your face on social media. They see you standing on the street corner. I don't think that's a good idea.
I think I can make
money. I don't think that's a good look on you.
I think it's a great way to make money. It's a second job. In fact, is there an application that you put in? You, like, go to a homeless shelter?
No, not necessarily. I think, like, your best way you could do this, like, if I saw you on, like, Saturday morning, just roll out of bed and walk out to the curb to grab the trash cans and pull them up to the garage door, and I didn't know you, I'd probably throw you a couple bucks.
You're the best husband ever. So what you're saying is that I look like a bum when I wake up. What he doesn't know is that sometimes I wake up before him. I do my makeup. I brush my hair. Just so that he wakes up thinking, damn, do you always look this perfect? If I've been home all day and he's coming home from work, I will go and do my hair and put makeup on. I will. I bought, like, I'm not going to tell you how much because you're going to be mad at me, a lot of Victoria's Secret Worth stuff.
I know,
sweatpants, gym clothes, all that I can just lounge around the house. I'm doing quotation marks, by the way. Just so I can look like I'm lounging, but I look good while I'm lounging. So he can't be like, oh my God, you're a bum and you're wearing... what I'm wearing right now. You don't even match.
So is that what we need to look for? Is like Victoria's Secret girl standing on the corner?
You shut your mouth. You don't need to be looking for any Victoria's Secret. What I'm trying to say is that you're a high maintenance guy, and to keep a high maintenance guy, you have to not try to
so
look good, but look good.
About people anymore.
No, I think we...
I got it.
We changed the subject.
Okay, so...
But what is that pressure that women have to put up to make themselves look extremely good and work really hard to look good while pretending to not have done anything at all?
I
like, your makeup has to look natural. You don't put makeup on.
I would.
I wish you would too. I think all guys should make a pun.
I actually have to put the effort into
your hair in the morning.
Scrubbing the hell out of my face and then putting moisturizer on
my
face.
Oh my god. So okay, go ahead and tell me
I don't get to hide my natural skin. You get to put the concealer on.
You have good natural skin because you've never used makeup.
I have shitty fucking pores.
Oh no,
my face dries out.
Oh my god. No.
I'm just saying.
Tell me your morning routine.
My morning routine?
What is your morning routine?
Well, I like to hit the snooze button 3 or 4 times.
No, I'm talking about getting ready. I know your laziness because your snooze button kills me.
Okay. Get out of bed.
Which is another topic we're going to talk about is your snooze button.
Okay.
That is an issue we're going to have to solve.
I turn on the shower and I brush my teeth while the shower warms up.
Mm-hmm.
And then my shower takes me like 5 or 10 minutes. I wash my hair first, then I wash my face.
We don't need to know.
And then I wash my body.
Just make sure.
You asked me what my morning routine is. Isn't that part of my morning routine?
Okay,
I'm not
going to
tell you like what order I wash specific body parts. But
do you do the triangle?
Yeah, I clean the triangle. I wash everything.
But do you do it in a triangle? Because I've heard the guys like clean that area in the triangle way.
No, I don't know how I'd describe it.
Do you use a loofah?
Yeah, sometimes.
Such a liar. I keep buying you loofah, and they just sit there. But you know what, though? This mofo uses my loofah. I know
depends.
That for a fact.
It depends on what kind of hurry I'm in.
You need to exfoliate your skin. That's what the loofah is for.
I do exfoliate my skin. I just
don't use a loofah.
Not every day.
All right, so then what else? You get out of the shower. You dry up.
Get out of the shower. I dry up. Helicopter, obviously.
Obviously. Never show me the helicopter anymore.
I do.
You don't wake me up for the helicopter.
I'm sorry. It's been like
that. I will wake up to.
It's been like 3 weeks since I helicoptered for you. I'm so sorry.
Put that on the schedule.
I'll make that part of the morning schedule. Well, the other rule is I'm not supposed to make any noise. I'm really bad in the mornings because I have no idea how loud I'm being.
You have no respect for the people sleeping.
He leaves
lights on. He knows that the one thing that I'm sensitive to is lights in the morning, and that's all he leaves on. Everything is running.
You wake up in the morning and you're like,
toilet light, closet light.
I'm gonna take on the world. I'm Anna. I'm ready for my day to begin.
I feel like that should be our podcast jingle. That's how every single one should start, with that song right there. Not true. I'm super quiet. I even go downstairs.
Yeah, because on the inside, you're singing the, here we go. I'm ready to face the world.
You made it sound a lot louder. Anyways, so what do you do
but
next?
That's you on the inside. On the outside, you're like, I'm awake now. I'll be quiet. I'll be really quiet. I'll let Dusty sleep. Me, I get out of bed, and I'm like a bumbling drunk wandering through a freaking glass factory. And I'm just
room full of mirrors.
In the dark, just knocking everything over because I don't fucking know any better. Because I'm not all there yet. I'm not awake. I haven't had any coffee. I don't know what's going on. So I'm opening. True story. I don't keep anything in our upstairs medicine cabinet. Except for like Benadryl. But I only take that like at night if I can't sleep. But I don't keep anything that I use to get ready in our upstairs medicine cabinet. But I probably open that door and shut it 3 or 4 times every morning.
For no reason. Just maybe something has appeared.
Maybe there's something in there that I need to get ready.
It's called a medicine cabinet, not a magic cabinet. It's not one of those like, maybe today? No.
Magic.
Maybe no.
My magic cupboard. Okay, so then
your magic cabinet, okay.
Then I shave with just hot water. That's why I always have such a shitty looking shave. Then I fix my hair.
For approximately 30 minutes.
No, I don't take 30 minutes to do that.
It takes you longest just to do that.
Fixing my hair probably takes me the longest, but that's seriously no more than 5 minutes.
That is a lie.
Okay. Then I'm a liar.
I know for a fact that is a lie.
Then I am a liar.
You are a liar. You're lying on live air right now. Liar. And then what? You go make your coffee?
Then I make the coffee. If I have to take Hayden to school, then I'll get everything else ready, and I'll take everything else out to the car, and then I go upstairs and I grab him, and I try to do everything I can without waking him up to include changing his outfit, changing his diaper.
So he's still asleep while you're changing
him. That's the goal. The goal is to make sure he doesn't wake up.
So that's the mission. It's like Mission Impossible.
Yes. So
how fast can I change this kid without him
waking up?
Normally.
Does that ever work for you?
100% of the time, I am not successful.
Not even 99.9, just 100%.
100% of the time, he wakes up and...
I don't know what you expect the baby to do when you're moving him around and wiping his butt.
Oh, no, I'm very quiet, very gentle about it, but...
There's nothing gentle about anything that you do.
At that point, I'm
I ask him to rub my hair, and he literally digs a hole in my head. That's his way of being gentle.
Okay, if I'm subconsciously doing it, I don't even realize it, I just got my hand over there... And I'm just like...
You're rubbing a hole in my head right now.
Barely touching your head. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because I'm barely... And if I move my hand away, you're going to grab my hand and you're going to put it back. And you're like, oh, it feels good. But then at that point, it becomes a conscious effort on my part to rub your head. And then I'm like, oh,
so
yeah.
You have to consciously keep telling yourself, be soft. Be gentle. Be soft.
Once I realize that I'm actually rubbing your head, then I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this head rub good. And I start rubbing. And then you're like, oh, that's not good. What is he doing? I think it's just added pressure. I'm not good with pressure. High pressure, tense situations. I'm not good.
I know that. So let me tell you about my morning routine. I wake up. I turn on the shower head. Brush my teeth.
Here she comes.
You want to do that song while I say this? I'll do it.
She's ready for the world.
I am not awake. Not until I've had my first cup of coffee. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what has to be done. I'm in full panic mode. I count down the minutes of how long everything is going to take me. But here we go. After my shower, I have to put 20 different products in my hair.
You don't have to. You choose to.
No, I have to, or my hair will be a frizzy mess. So I have to put 20 different products in my hair. Not to mention that in the shower, I'm shaving, body wash, face wash,
different products?
Shampoo, condition. Those are 5 things. My shower takes at least 15 to 20 minutes.
But you don't shave every day.
I don't shave every day, but...
You do that like once a week. On the
that is a lie. Why would you
wear pants? I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real here. You called me out on some bullshit.
Does this feel like a week shave?
Yes. Ouch. What'd you do? You
stopped shaving on Saturday. This was like 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say you. I gotta get.
Okay, but if I do shave, like if I have to go work out and I have to wear shorts, then I have to shave.
That's some. Yeah.
If I have a doctor's appointment, I have to shave everything.
Yeah.
If I plan on having sex with you, then it's like a 30-minute shower. Anyway, then I put my face cream on, and I have to put my other cream on to settle my makeup, my primer. So that takes about 5 minutes to set in, because you can't put makeup on right away, because it's all going to be greasy, right? So by this time, I'm doing my hair. I'm brushing it. I'm putting it up in a bun. I'm doing whatever I need to do with my hair. I put my deodorant on. I try putting my clothes on. I do put my clothes on.
I try.
Successfully.
I call some friends for advice. Am I doing this right?
I go downstairs. I start my coffee. Shut up. I go downstairs. I start my coffee so that by the time I'm ready to leave, the coffee's nice and cold enough for me to drink, but not too cold, but not too hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a system. If Hayden is awake and it's my turn to take him to daycare, then I wake him up. He's probably already awake. But I change him. I feed him. Something you don't do.
No, the babysitter feeds him. She's the best babysitter in the world.
But I feed him while I'm getting ready if he's awake. And I feed him fruit. I make him eggs. I make you breakfast. I make myself breakfast.
I don't have time in my morning routine for that. I've never planned
I
that
don't
much
have that for it either. I wake up earlier just so I can do these
but
things.
But you plan for those things because you're a planner. I'm just a doer.
So then I go upstairs and apply my makeup. And then... Put everything in the car, put Hayden in the car, and we drive off.
That's impressive.
It is impressive.
But again,
and then I get in traffic and I have panic.
You're a planner. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
Well, no.
I get it done.
Yeah, I know, but I don't plan stuff like that. Here's when I plan my morning routine. You know, between that second and third alarm that goes off in the morning when I'm snoozing.
Let's talk about that real quick.
So the first one goes off, I'm like, no, I'm not getting up yet. This is definitely not time for that. The second one goes off, and I'm like, I need to snooze a little bit longer. But at that point, I'm awake just enough to realize, oh, shit, I need to start thinking about what all I got to do this morning to get ready for work. Because none of that went through my mind the night before. So that's what that extra...
I have my clothes already set by the sink, ready to put on. Underwear, bra, socks, shirts included. You have nothing.
That's what my extra 8 minutes is for me laying in bed. I have to figure out what I gotta take with me. And again, I'm bumbling around in the dark, so half the time, my gym clothes...
Why are you bumbling around in the dark when you wake me up anyway?
Because.
What is even the point? You're just making more work for yourself. It's useless. You're still waking me up.
You're right. I am wasting so much time fumbling around. I should just turn the lights on.
You might as well. Here's the best part. When I get to sleep in, Dusty has 30 alarm clocks. So the first one goes off, he doesn't wake up. 8 minutes later, another one goes off. He doesn't get out of bed. Another 50 minutes later, another one goes off. And it continues to go on like that until I'm fully awake and just ready to get out of bed and get my day started when I don't even have to be up. It's my day to sleep in. He's taking a baby daycare, yet I'm fully awake, cannot sleep in.
It sounds like I did you a favor.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't let me sleep in. I'm supposed to get 8 hours of sleep.
You know, you can take advantage of living out a full day.
Yeah, of cleaning the house.
It's a shared responsibility.
You're right. We do share that responsibility. I'll give you that credit.
I mean, you do a lot more of it than I do, but we share the responsibility.
Yeah, because I'm OCD.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not OCD. I am a control freak. Speaking of cleaning, the discussion we had yesterday.
About the dishwasher?
Yes. So Dusty's on a trip yesterday, on a business trip, and his sweet wife, instead of calling him to see how he's doing or tell him she loves him, calls him to bitch him out because he continuously...
I call it skill.
Let me underline. It's not skill. There's no skill in this. He piles the dishwasher so high that absolutely nothing gets clean.
If you're following us on social media and you're following us on our website and you want to leave a comment about this, I know there's a lot of guys that take pride in this skill. Loading as many dishes as possible into a dishwasher is a skill. It takes a lot of time to learn it. I think a lot.
It's useless. It does nothing. It cleans no dishes. I had to go through and clean the dishes 3 times yesterday because I had to rearrange everything. Nothing got cleaned.
Sounds like we need to get like a stronger detergent.
It sounds like you and I need to go through less than a one-on-one on how to properly load the dishwasher. My belief system is that the more messed up times you do it, the less likely I'm going to request you to do it. So if that's your plan, you're playing with the wrong player, all right? I did that to my mom. Sorry, Mommy, I love you. For, I don't know, 20 years. So I know that game. It ain't going to work. I'm going to teach you. So I'm going to train you.
When you talk to my ex-wife about what it was like to be married to me, she might bring up the fact that I don't know how to load a dishwasher properly.
Interesting conversation. And that's actually somebody we're going to have as a guest here soon, and we're going to gossip about how wonderful a husband Dusty really is. That's probably going to be tomorrow, right?
Probably.
We'll on our next show. So his ex-wife is one of my best friends. We all have a great relationship. It's really weird. Dusty and her have 2 kids together. They live in Virginia. She's an amazing mother, an amazing wife. I
live in Virginia with her. The kids and her.
The kids and her live in Virginia. She's remarried. They have another baby. They're trying to move closer to us so we can be a big, happy family. And I want to give her a shout out because she's going to be the best guest that we have on here, promise. Because making fun of Dusty is probably going to be the highlight of my life.
Probably.
Probably.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up for tonight's show. I hope it was as good for you as it was for me.
Yeah. Make sure you guys subscribe, if I can say that word, subscribe to our website at www.wixwerewethinking.wix.com and follow us on Twitter at WTHWWT and make sure you like our Facebook page WTHWereWeThinking. Thank you for listening and I hope you guys tune into our next show. Bye bye. Say bye, Dusty.
It's the Dusty and Anna show. Da 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 da. What the hell were we thinking?
Do 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 do.